It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. I'm joined by the Antlers, and Peter and Darby are sitting here with me now. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Late night, sort of late night last night as you performed, and thanks for coming out. And you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. We appreciate that.
Yeah, our pleasure.
You obviously are pros of the road. You know how to pace yourselves by now.
Yeah, we've been touring for a few years. I think we've kind of figured it out.
How many years of touring have you done as you expanded the band?
Say about 5 years. We've been a band about seven. So we started like that second year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So about five, I guess.
And as you discuss the evolution of the band, I'm sure that the live performing band aspect has informed the recording process and the idea of where the songs go and how they might go moving forward. Is that a safe assumption to make?
Definitely. In the early days of the project, it was really kind of like a solo bedroom recording project, and it evolved into a live band. And then once we started touring so much on the older material, once we went in to start making new material, we were a pretty solidified band. And so that really worked its way into the process of writing and recording.
And over time, the arrangements, the orchestration, everything else, it too has evolved and expanded to some degree.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I think once we all started writing and recording together, we sort of developed a bit of a division of labor, so to speak. So I became definitely less focused on arrangements, and that definitely went into Darby's territory. And he could tell you a lot about that.
I could, but there's this huge squirrel right behind you in a tree there eating these nuts.
No, not eating some nuts.
He looks so happy out there.
Eating some nuts, not his nuts.
Eating some nuts. Other nuts. On his own.
That squirrel, I told you we'd have a fun conversation today. That squirrel is crazy. He will stand on one leg on the edge of a limb, and we're sitting here going, what is with this guy? But he's wonderfully wild entertainment when he starts flipping out. For some reason, he flips out on occasion. But go on with how the arrangements developed.
It's kind of developed and I kind of keep trying to expand the palette. So everything at least I work on, I try to add some new element that's like outside of a comfort zone, I guess. So I don't really kind of fall into patterns of things. So, a big step forward on this record actually is, having, our first record we've done with we have this baby grand, a big white baby grand in the studio. So started playing a lot more acoustic piano, and then started adding more horns together. And I really like that combo of like horns and piano, and seemed to work with everything we were doing that was a lot slower and a little more patient. Kind of opened this door to be just kind of more expansive, create atmosphere with instruments rather than layers.
Thank you.
see.
Been raw emotion in these songs, you know, none more so, you know, than Hospice. I mean, my understanding is you moved into this album, Familiars, you were cognizant of wanting to have an album that also not only reflected some changes in your musical scope and your intent, but also in perspective.
Yeah, I think I was definitely approaching the lyrical side of this record from a sort of sort of adopting a new perspective, or sort of coming into a new perspective, which I think just naturally happens as you get older. You start seeing the way your past, you sort of start seeing your past for the way it really was, and you start realizing things about your life that you maybe can't see in the immediate sense, but as time passes, you get sort of a clearer picture, and I wanted to try and embody that in the lyrics of this record.
How one examines their internal process, you know, and certainly as songwriters and performers, you have to be cognizant, you know, what is your intent? You know, what are you reaching for? What are you aspiring to get across? What are you communicating? There is a combination here, one of, okay, personal perspective, topic, mood, all these other things that does, you know, at some point have to align with sound, arrangements, tone, everything else. When you're dealing with, as you've done, with some of the heavier material. With my past self.
I think a lot of it has to do with, as much touring as we've done has really helped solidify us musically. Because I think just playing a show every single night just develops that kind of chemistry. And then when we're home, we've got our own studio to work out of, and we can really work out of it as much or as little as we want. And we tend to be there almost every day playing music, and it definitely helps us to gel and really just come together as musicians, and whether it's practice or just free performing or free jamming.
And that's something that with the conversation we've been having and the evolution over, I guess it's 5 full albums and 4 or 5 EPs. You guys haven't been lazy in the recording process over the last few years. When you're in the studio and you have that freedom of being able to practice, experiment, conceive, what comes first? Is it the topic, the lyrical, the song idea, or is it we just play songs and music and try to, you know, get some sounds going, and then that could match up with? How's your process work?
Well, most of the lyrical stuff happens outside of the studio, and it's kind of this additional process going on alongside the musical one. The musical one starts usually with a lot of improvisation. Like we'll just play music for a few hours, record all of it, and listen back to it, kind of try and pick out ideas that we want to develop, and then those become kind of starting points for songs, and then those develop over a long period of time, and they kind of get very shaped kind of incrementally over that period of time. And I'm kind of working on lyrics on the side and trying to fit them to what we're working on in the studio.
Are there any internal, you know, barriers to saying, let's make it as big and as orchestral as we can? Have that thought process ever entered your minds?
Well,
I'm talking in terms of moving forward and saying, all right, we went to here on this one, we're going here, and it's wall of sound time.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that I feel like I've learned through, you know, from, you know, Phil Spector and everything is just because something is huge doesn't make it feel more important. A lot of the times I respond to a single sound has more weight than an orchestra when you can hear the individual elements better. There can still be a lot of elements, but when you start double and tripling everything, each individual element loses a little bit of personality in that process. Every step takes a little bit out of it. And the danger is, I guess, creating this big, huge, dense mix that's just a mess and there's nothing really happening. It's just a lot of sound. And in a way, that's sort of easier because you can't, you don't have the magnifying glass on every little detail.
It's not isolated.
You can wash everything out with lots of reverb, and it's, you know, it's kind of sounds like everyone else.
One so. Big wave file.
When you lift me out of me, when you lift me out of me, changed when you bring me back to me. Will you bring me back to me on a string?
Certainly the music today feels right. And I know you're going to be performing at the Belly Up on Wednesday night. So the fans can see what we've seen in this setting here in our performance studio. And we wish you the best. We want to thank you for coming by. Familiars really is. Where did the title come from?
I think it was based on this idea from some different areas of folklore about a familiar spirit. It's kind of like a guiding spirit animal that traditionally would help witches come into their powers, but it kind of exists in a bunch of different traditions, and it seemed like it fit given the nature of the record.
Now that is evocative. I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see that explanation coming. So now, see, people have even more reason to want to go and listen to the album, Familiars. Come see the band at the Belly Up and continue to appreciate the music of the Antlers. And I want to thank you for coming by today and joining us on KCSN. Thanks
for having us.
This was a blast.
You got it.